Text 28. William Shakespeare. Prospero and Ariel.
All hail, great master, grave sir, hail. I come to answer thy best pleasure, be it to fly, to swim, to dive into the fire, to ride on the curled clouds, to thy strong bidding task, Ariel and all his quality.
Hast thou, spirit, performed to point the tempest that I bade thee?
To every article. I boarded the king's ship. Now on the beak, now in the waist, the deck, in every cabin I flamed amazement. Sometime I divide and burn in many places. On the topmast, the yards and boreprit would I flame distinctly, then meet and join. Jove's lightnings, the precursors of the dreadful thunderclaps, more momentary and sight-outrunning were not. The fire and cracks of sulphurous roaring, the most mighty Neptune seemed to besiege and make his bold waves tremble, yea, his dread trident shake.
My brave spirit, who was so firm, so constant, that this coil would not infect his reason?
Not a soul but felt a fever of the mad and played some tricks of desperation. All but mariners plunged in the foaming brine and quit the vessel, then all afire with me. The king's son, Ferdinand, with hair upstaring, then like reeds, not hair, was the first man that leapt, cried, "Hell is empty and all the devils are here!"
Why, that's my spirit. But was not this nigh shore?
Close by, my master.
But are they, Ariel, safe?
Not a hair perished. On their sustaining garments not a blemish, but fresher than before. And as thou badst me, in troops I have dispersed them about the isle. The king's son have I landed by himself, whom I left cooling of the air with sighs in an odd angle of the isle, and sitting, his arms in this sad knot.
Of the king's ship, the mariners, say how thou hast disposed, and all the rest of the fleet.
Safely in harbour is the king's ship, in the deep nook, where once thou calledst me up at midnight to fetch dew from the still vexed Bermoothes, there she's hid. The mariners all under hatches stowed, who with a charm joined to their suffered labour have left asleep. And for the rest of the fleet which I dispersed, they all have met again and are upon the Mediterranean float, bound sadly home for Naples, supposing that they saw the king's ship wrecked and his great person perish.
Ariel, thy charge exactly is performed, but there's more work. What is the time of the day?
Past the mid-season.
At least 2 glasses. The time twixt 6 and now must by us both be spent most preciously.
Is there more toil? Since thou dost give me pains, let me remember thee what thou hast promised, which is not yet performed me.
How now, moody? What is't thou canst demand?
My liberty.
Before the time be out? No more.